Patient consent. Patient consent must be sought before a transfusion takes place. It is really important to take all the time needed to fully explain the procedure to the patient. This means talking them through the procedure step by step and explaining why it has been suggested, the anticipated benefits, and also any potential risks, including adverse reactions. Always take as long as the patient needs to ensure that they have understood all the information available to them, providing written copies if necessary, or arranging for information to be provided in an accessible format or alternative language. Always answer any questions a patient may have, as they may be seeking reassurance, or they may make a different choice with more information. Only when a patient understands the process can they make an informed choice about whether or not to proceed. The reasons for the transfusion and the patient's consent must be carefully recorded in the patient's records, so that there is an accurate picture of the patient before the process begins. This can be used to monitor the success of the transfusion itself. Record keeping is vital to your job. You can find a wide variety of NHS-approved patient information leaflets to help you discuss all aspects of the blood transfusion via the link on the page. Many of these leaflets are available in a variety of languages. The place you work may have their own information, forms, and guidance on blood transfusions. You should be shown these when you begin working there, or if you are relocated. Ultimate responsibility lies with your employers, but you are personally responsible in making sure you are using current information prior to administering blood or component transfusions. A useful checklist for the things to discuss with a patient prior to a transfusion has been developed by the Leeds Teaching Hospitals NHS Trust. You can obtain a copy of this via the link on the page and compare it to the policies in your own workplace. Your local procedures should be followed carefully, but if you can identify any areas for improvement, then you should discuss these with your line manager. Having a written checklist of things to cover can help you ensure that conversations are recorded accurately in the patient's record. If, for any reason, you were not able to inform the patient before the transfusion took place, then once they have regained consciousness, you will need to provide full, accurate information about the procedure. This is very important because a patient may go on to donate blood in the future, not knowing they have received a blood transfusion.